Alabanza.
Amen, amen, amen. What a wonderful, wonderful day it has been thus far, and your praise and worship has been wonderful tonight.
Qué día tan maravilloso ha estado este día.
And we're thankful for the saints of God that are here in the house.
Agradecido por los santos que
amen.
Están en esta casa.
Amen. Why don't you high five three people around you and say Happy July 4th?
¿Por qué no saludas a tu vecino y dile feliz 4 de julio?
Amen. You're about 15 amens and 3 hallelujahs.
Como unos 15 amén y 3 hallelujahs.
Away from a couple of days of break. Hallelujah.
Unos días del trabajo.
So amen, the faster you say amen, the quicker you can start your holiday.
Entre más rápido dices aleluya y amén.
Did y'all hear me out there? Hallelujah.
Me escucharon ahí atrás.
All right. Let's take our Bibles out and turn to 2 Chronicles 13 and verse 1.
Saquen su Biblia, Segunda de Crónicas 15.
2 Chronicles 13 and 1.
Segunda de Crónicas 13.
Amen. I want to say it's been great to be here again with, amen, Brother Sutton, amen, and all the family.
Quiero decir, me ha dado mucho gusto estar aquí
to be
con
here with
familia.
Pastor Collins, amen,
con
his
Pastor
wonderful
Collins.
Family, and the great teamwork that is here.
Gran equipo que está aquí.
And this is the best place ever, in 33 years now, working on 34. It's the best place I've been to.
En 33
for,
años.
Amen. Not just church. I mean, church is great too, but the boom shakalaka is, man, when we get done, we just go right upstairs and eat.
It's
fantastic.
Y es fantástico.
Amen. Let's give those that do the cooking a big hand.
Vamos a darle los que cocinan una mano.
Amen. All the saints.
Todos los santos.
That help with all of that. We thank God for you.
Que ayudan con todo eso.
And amen. It's just been great to be here. Looking forward to tonight. And we'll be back at the end of the month, the good Lord willing. Just high five somebody and say we're going to keep knocking on it.
Saludo a tu vecino.
Amen. There is an outpouring. That's not just begun, but it's going to increase.
Se va a derramar el espíritu y va a aumentarse.
Thank you, Jesus. 2 Chronicles 13 and 1. Now, in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, began Abijah to reign over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. And there was war. Everybody say, and there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. And Abijah set the battle in array with an army of valiant men of war, even 400,000 chosen men. Jeroboam also set the battle in array against him with 800,000 chosen men, being mighty men of valor. Abijah stood up on Mount Zemarim, which is in Mount Ephraim, and said, "Hear me, thou Jeroboam, and all of Israel. Ought ye not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt? Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, is risen up and hath rebelled against the Lord. And there are gathered unto him vain men, the children of Belial, and have strengthened themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and tenderhearted and could not withstand him. And now you think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord in the hand of the sons of David? And ye be a great multitude, and there are with you golden calves which Jeroboam made you for gods. Have ye not cast out the priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron, the Levites, and have made you priests after the manner of the nations of other lands? So that whosoever cometh to consecrate himself with a young bullock and 7 rams, the same may be priest of them that are no gods. But as for us, the Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him. The priests which minister unto the Lord are the sons of Aaron, and the Levites wait upon their business. And they burn unto the Lord every morning and every evening burnt sacrifices and sweet incense. The showbread also set they in order upon the pure table, and the candlestick of gold with the lamps thereof to burn every evening. For we keep the charge of our Lord our God, of the Lord our God. But ye have forsaken him And behold, God himself is with us, for our captain and his priests with sounding trumpets to cry alarm against you. O children of Israel, fight ye not against the Lord God of your fathers, for you shall not prosper. But Jeroboam caused an ambushment to come up behind them. So they were before Judah, and the ambushment was behind. And when Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind, and they cried unto the Lord, and the priest sounded with the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout, and as the men of Judah shouted, it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and all of Israel before Abijah. The children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand, and Abijah and his people slew them with great slaughter. So there fell down, slain of Israel, 500,000 chosen men. Thus the children of Israel brought out under at the time, and the children of Judah prevailed because they relied upon the Lord God of their fathers. Look at somebody and say, who are you relying on? Who are you relying on? And Abijah pursued after Jeroboam and took cities from him, Bethel with the towns thereof, Jeshanah with the towns thereof, Ephraim with the towns thereof. Neither did Jeroboam recover strength again in the days of Abijah, and the Lord struck him, and he died. Amen. I want to preach to you for a few minutes on when praise is outnumbered. Turn to somebody and tell them when our praise is outnumbered. Come on, tell somebody when my praise is outnumbered. Tell somebody God's got my back. Come on, tell somebody God's got my back. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord.
Aplauden sus manos al Señor.
Hallelujah. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. Judah's origin can be traced back to the fourth son of Jacob.
El origen de Judá se puede hacer al cuatro hijo de Jacob.
The grandson of Abraham.
El nieto de Abraham.
Judah, the name means
Judah, el nombre significa
celebrated or praised.
Celebrado o alabanza.
Praise unto Jehovah.
Alabanza a Jehová.
It comes from a word yada.
Viene una palabra yada.
A word that means to hold out the hand.
Una palabra extender la
mano. Or to physically throw.
O físicamente aventar.
To revere and worship with extended hands.
Para reverar o adorar con manos extendidas.
To shoot the arrow.
Para saltar la flecha.
Judah was the center of God's attention.
Judá era el centro de la atención de Dios.
And Israel as a nation.
Israel como nación.
And the focus of the 12 tribes.
Y el enfoque de las 12 tribus.
Throughout the entirety of the Old Testament, Judah is heavily involved in God's business.
En la anterioridad del Antiguo Testamento, Judá está en
according to God's pattern in the heavenly tabernacle shown to Moses.
Conforme el patrón que tiene el tabernáculo en el Antiguo Testamento.
In the mountain for 40 days.
En la montaña por 40 días.
Judah was to camp right outside the gate.
Judá estaba acampando afuera de la puerta.
Indicating that when the people came into the tabernacle.
Y cuando el pueblo entró al tabernáculo.
They were to enter his courts with praise.
Tenían que entrar por sus puertas con alabanza.
The tabernacle now was again set up in the wilderness. It is one tabernacle.
El tabernáculo era en el desierto, era un tabernáculo.
With three parts.
Con tres partes.
And then in each part there were three things.
Y en esas partes habían tres cosas.
This would equal 12.
Y si agarraban
the tabernacle plan.
El plan del tabernáculo.
I'm sure that this church understands that and all that. I'm sure you teach on it. If you don't, you need to teach on it.
Yo sé que esta iglesia lo enseña.
The tabernacle plan is the grandfather clause.
El plan del tabernáculo es el
of everything that we believe in the Old Testament in formality.
De todo lo que creemos en el Antiguo Testamento.
12 being a very key number in numeric language.
12 siendo un número muy importante.
1, 3, 7.
1, 3, 7.
10 and 12.
10 y 12.
All of these are key numbers in the numeric language of Scripture.
Todos estos son números importantes en la Biblia.
When you look at the tabernacle plan,
cuando
you can see this.
El plan del tabernáculo lo puedes ver.
One church.
Una iglesia.
Three compartments.
Tres partes.
And three things in each compartment.
Y tres cosas en cada
compartimento. In the outer court, there was the door to the tabernacle.
En las partes de afuera había la puerta al tabernáculo.
And then there was the brazen altar.
Y luego había el altar de lavar.
The brazen altar was 32 feet wide.
El altar estaba a 32
2 feet wider than the door.
2 pies más grande que la puerta.
Which means for us that is repentance or the cross.
Que significa para nosotros es arrepentimiento.
Where the lamb was slain on the altar.
Donde Cordero fue matado en el altar.
This is where Jesus was hung on the cross.
Aquí es donde Jesús fue colgado en la cruz.
In type and shadow.
En tipo y sombra.
You understand type and shadow.
¿Entiendes tipo y sombra?
Amen. I've got a shadow right here shining behind me.
Tengo una sombra aquí atrás de mí.
This would represent Old Testament in the back.
Y esto representa Antiguo
Testamento. But if you follow the shadow up,
pero sigues la sombra,
you'll eventually get to the fullness or the real deal.
Vas a llegar a la integridad o lo real.
The tabernacle was a shadow.
El tabernáculo era una sombra.
Of that which was to come.
De lo que iba de venir.
Amen. Come on, touch somebody and say it was a shadow.
Toca a alguien, dile, era una sombra.
Of what was to come.
De lo que iba de venir.
So the brazen altar.
So el altar.
Was a foreshadowing.
Era una sombra.
Of Calvary.
Del Calvario.
Where Jesus would die.
Donde Jesús iba a morir.
Hanging on a cross.
Colgado en la cruz.
It is where we repent.
Es donde nos arrepentimos.
Amen. Whenever you come to God, the first thing you've got to do is repent.
Cuando vienes a Dios, primero te tienes que arrepentir.
In the United States Force, Air Force, or Army, or a navy, whenever they're marching,
en la fuerza aérea, en los Estados Unidos,
and they want to turn around,
y cuando están marchando y quieren
voltearse, they'll say about,
dicen about
face.
Face.
I did that good because I was in a high school band and we did all that.
Porque estaba en la banda y yo hacía todo eso.
Amen. Y'all was real quiet, so I figured I'd just throw that in, see if I could get a giggle. And amen. But in the Australian Armed Forces, when they're marching, they say,
en el ejército de Australia, repent. Dicen arrepiéntete.
Repentance means there's a turning around.
Arrepentimiento quiere decir voltear.
What this brazen altar represents ultimately for us is the step of repentance.
Es lo que representa este altar.
Amen.
Es un arrepentimiento.
You know, you say you believe in Jesus all day long.
Dices crees en Jesús todo el día.
But the Bible said even the devils believe in one God.
Pero dicen aún los diablos
and they tremble.
En un Dios y tiemblan.
Look at somebody and say, I believe what I believe.
De yo creo lo que creo.
But to be saved, you've got to go one step further.
Pero para ser salvado,
you've got to come
más.
In the door.
Tienes que entrar a la
and
puerta.
You've got to come to the altar.
Y tienes que venir
and
al altar.
You've got to repent.
Y te tienes que arrepentir.
You've got to say, God, forgive me of my sins.
Tienes que decir, Dios, perdóname de mis pecados.
Come on, tell somebody I'm glad I turned around.
Dile a alguien, estoy contento que
tell
me
somebody I'm glad my family turned around.
Estoy contento que mi familia se
tell
volteó.
Somebody I'm glad I repented.
Estoy contento que me arrepentí.
And then the priest would go beyond the brazen altar.
Y luego el sacerdote pasaba al altar.
With a vial of blood.
Estaba lleno de sangre.
He would go to the laver of water.
Iba a donde se lavaban las manos.
He would wash with water.
Y se lavaba ahí con las agua.
The Bible says that he died not.
Para que la Biblia dice para que él no se muera.
Amen. This is, of course, a foreshadowing of Jesus' burial.
Esta es una sombra del entierro
de
Jesús.
But it is also the ultimate foreshadowing of our being baptized in water.
Pero también es el señal del bautismo
in the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
For the remission.
Para el perdón.
The blotting out.
Para
the
quitar.
The removal of my sins.
Para perdonar los pecados.
Come on, somebody.
O alguien,
amen. When you are baptized in the name of Jesus.
Cuando eres bautizado en el nombre
your
de Jesús.
Your sins are washed away.
Tus pecados son limpiados.
We like to say as far as the east is from the west.
Nos gusta decir hasta el oeste al oeste.
How far is that? So far.
Dice que es muy lejos.
That God cannot remember them.
Que Dios no se puede acordar
anymore.
De ellos. Ya más.
Well now, amen. Now you may understand. Whenever you came to the Lord, your sins looked like this.
Cuando viniste al Señor, tus pecados se miraban así.
It was writing all over your page.
Había escritura en tu página.
But as soon as you got repented and baptized in Jesus' name, your sins looked like that.
Cuando te arrepentiste, tus pecados se miraban así, en blanco.
From that to that.
Se fue de
what you got to do? All you got to do is be baptized
todo lo que
in the
que
name
hacer
of Jesus.
Es ser bautizado en el nombre de Jesús.
For the remission.
Para el
tell
perdón.
Somebody for the remission.
Dile a alguien, para el perdón.
The blotting out. The removing
para
of
quitar,
my sin.
Para remover.
Amen. Amen. So that was the type of it. Then you would go into the second tabernacle.
So era un tipo y luego fue al segundo tabernáculo.
Into the holy place.
Al lugar santísimo.
And when you went into the holy place.
Y cuando ibas al lugar santísimo.
To the left was a golden candlestick.
A la izquierda había candelabros.
Seven golden candlesticks.
Siete velas.
With a bowl of oil at the top of each one.
Con un vaso de aceite arriba.
They were lit from with fire. from the altar of repentance.
Estaban encendidas con el fuego del altar.
Amen. These seven candlesticks represent, of course, in the future, will represent the seven churches of Asia that represent seven characteristics or types that a church can be.
Estas siete velas son el tipo, la sombra que representan las siete iglesias en el Nuevo Testamento.
And so God was saying in the Old Testament.
So Dios estaba diciendo en el Antiguo
Testamento. I want every church to be full of oil.
Quiero que cada iglesia esté llena de aceite.
That flows continually.
Que fluye continuamente.
That's lit with fire from the altar of repentance.
Que está encendido con el fuego del altar.
Can I say to this church as we're on our way to the greatest revival you've ever had?
Le puedo decir a esta iglesia tan
Can I say to you the only way we're going to get it? Is we got to keep coming by the altar of repentance.
Tenemos que seguir pasando por
el altar. To keep the fire of the church lit.
Para que siga el fuego.
Touch three people around you and tell them I got to stay lit.
Toca tres personas, dime que tengo
que estar
encendido.
Tell somebody I got to stay on fire.
Me quedo, tiene que estar encendido.
You don't stay on fire with good music because you got that.
Tengo que estar en fuego con buena
música.
You don't
stay on fire with good singing because you got that.
No es la buena música.
The only way you stay on fire.
La única manera que
te quedas encendido. Every day you get up in the morning, you say praise the Lord.
Es todos los días te levantas, dices gloria a Dios.
Thank you, Lord, for waking me.
Gracias Dios por levantarme.
But then shortly after that, you say God forgive me of any sins I've committed.
Y luego dices Dios perdóname de cada pecado.
Why do you want to do that?
¿Por qué debes hacer eso?
Because you want to keep your fire lit.
Porque quieres estar encendido con el fuego.
Amen. Tell somebody he's off of his notes.
Dile, está fuera de sus notas.
But he's in the Holy Ghost.
Pero está en el Espíritu Santo.
And you moved across the room in that holy place, and you walked across, and there was a table of showbread.
Y luego fue al otro cuarto,
12 loaves of bread.
Y había una mesa de pan.
One loaf of bread for every tribe.
Una mesa de pan para cada
Can
tribu.
I say to this church, you need to make sure that this church, and you do, I'm just preaching what's coming to me now, we have to make sure that we in the church
tenemos que estar seguros que nosotros en esta iglesia
stay in the word of God.
Nos mantenemos en la palabra de Dios.
Fresh bread
y pan fresco
every day.
Todos los días.
Amen. Now why are you saying that?
¿Por qué dices eso?
Holy Ghost has given me a little direction. Now the reason we say that is because when this revival hits,
la razón por la cual hacemos eso, este avivamiento,
there's going to be so many people being born again.
Ver tantas personas naciendo otra vez.
I don't know if I should say this or not. Am I all right, Pastor? That when that happens,
que cuando eso suceda,
there will be many, many nights.
Van a haber muchas noches
where you,
donde tú,
never get preached to.
Nunca vas a ser predicado.
You say, "Now wait, how's that going to happen? What do you want us to do?
Espérame. ¿Qué quieres que hagamos?
What do you want us to do?
¿Qué quieres que hagamos?
We come in here on Sunday night.
Venimos aquí el domingo en la noche.
We got 75 or 80.
Tienen 75 o 80.
Brand new people.
Nuevas personas.
That have not been born again.
Que no han sido nuevos otra vez.
What I'm saying is,
lo que estoy diciendo es,
we don't need to have church where we're always digging on us.
No tenemos iglesia que siempre se enfoca en la iglesia.
You need to be saying amen.
Tú tienes que decir amén.
Praising the Lord.
Y alabando al Señor.
Worshiping God.
Y adorando a Dios.
Amen. With the understanding.
Con el entendimiento.
We're going to have some babies tonight.
Que vamos a tener bebés esta noche.
We're going to pray some people through tonight.
Vamos a orar por personas esta noche.
We're going to baptize some folks in Jesus' name.
Van a ser bautizados en el nombre de Jesús.
There's going to be people repenting tonight.
Va a haber personas arrepintiéndose esta noche.
Amen. Touch somebody and say he's preaching now.
Toca a tu vecino, está predicando.
Then when you leave the table of showbread, you
cuando dejas la mesa del pan,
came back in front of the veil.
Luego viene a separar
there
el velo.
Was the altar of incense.
Ahí estaba el altar del incienso.
Oh, that sweet smelling savor.
Ese aroma tan dulce.
Is that incense burnt? Because
go ahead. De ese incienso que estaba quemando.
Because when you came from the brazen altar,
porque cuando vienes del altar,
it was the smell of a slaughterhouse.
Era un aroma de muerte.
Bloody.
Sangre. Y feo.
But as you got into the church,
pero cuando llegabas a la iglesia,
you started smelling something.
Empezaste a oler algo.
It was a sweet incense.
Era un incienso dulce.
That was offered.
Que estaba ofrecido.
In the fifth position.
En el cinco, en quinto posición.
Man, boy, I'm trying not to preach on the tabernacle. I don't have nothing in here that says tabernacle plan.
No quiero predicar, pero estoy en el tabernáculo.
Trying to help somebody. I mean, there the incense, at this altar of incense, he's got that vial of blood in one hand.
Y este altar de incienso tiene la sangre en una mano.
And he's got that incense. He takes some incense and puts it in this little thing here, and it's burning.
Y tiene el incienso en esta cosa y está quemando.
Standing there before the veil,
y está parado ahí enfrente del velo,
which was three curtains sewn together,
que son tres cortinas
in the sixth position.
En el sexta posición.
The veil represents the flesh.
El velo, la velo representa la carne.
The flesh is what keeps us out of the Holy Ghost.
La carne es lo que nos mantiene del Espíritu Santo. La carne es lo que nos aleja del Espíritu Santo.
Come on, somebody.
Santo.
Touch somebody and say, my flesh is my
carne.
Biggest hindrance.
Es mi enemigo más grande.
I know you're Holy Ghost filled and all that, in Jesus' name baptized.
Yo sé que están llenos con el Espíritu.
Hit yourself three times and say, I still got flesh.
Pero péguense tres veces y digan, yo tengo carne todavía.
I still got flesh.
Aún tengo carne.
So what's the remedy for your flesh?
So ¿cuál es el remedio para tu carne?
You've got to be a worshiper.
Tienes que ser un adorador.
Watch, watch.
Miren,
the, the presence of God,
la presencia de Dios,
is 3 inches away from him.
Está tres pulgadas de aquí.
3 inches. It was three curtains.
Eran tres cortinas.
Sewn together.
Cosidas juntas.
Making 3 inches of material.
Tres pulgadas de material.
It was made that way to survive the severest of strains.
Fue hecho así para que
so that it could not be torn.
Para que no se pueda romper.
So the priest, one time a year, would come by.
El sacerdote una vez al año.
And he would stand there and worship.
Venía y se paraba ahí y adoraba.
With blood in one hand.
La sangre en una mano,
incense in the other,
el incienso en otra mano,
and he would be worshiping God.
Y estaba adorando a Dios.
I think it was in New Testament one place. I think it was when I don't remember, but the Bible says they while they were worshiping.
En el Nuevo Testamento cuando estaban adorando.
On the right side
al,
of the altar,
lado derecho del altar,
an angel of the Lord appeared.
Un ángel del Señor apareció.
Supernatural things happen in the fifth position.
Cosas sobrenaturales suceden en el quinto posición.
In your worship posture.
En tu adoración.
Is when supernatural things begin to happen.
Es cuando las cosas sobrenaturales empiezan a suceder.
People with tumors, it begins to disappear.
Las personas con tumores empiezan a desaparecer.
When we worship.
Cuando tú adoras.
People with back pain.
Personas con dolores en la espalda son sanados.
When we begin to worship.
Cuando empiezas a adorar.
People with financial trouble.
Problemas con personas financieras.
It begins to be healed.
Empiezan a ser sanados.
When they begin to worship.
Cuando empiezan a adorar.
And while he's there worshiping,
y mientras está ahí adorando,
the Spirit of God,
el Espíritu de Dios,
draws him through that tap, that curtain.
Lo llama y lo pasa por esa cortina.
Now you wonder why. Well, there's no place in the Bible,
y se preguntan por qué no hay ningún lugar en la Biblia,
where there was a rent or a divide in the curtain,
donde estaba roto una división en la cortina.
So how did the priest every year get through that veil?
So cómo pasó el sacerdote por ese velo?
He didn't get down and crawl on the ground because the ground was a type of flesh and
no se metió
contamination
para abajo,
and
y no se agachaba.
He didn't do that. Brother Morgan was at Israel going through one of the, or no, he was in Missouri at a replica of the tabernacle.
El hermano Morgan estaba en Missouri en una réplica del
tabernáculo. And there was about 50 of them there.
Y había como 50
ahí. And they were going through the tabernacle.
Y estaban pasando por el tabernáculo.
And he, when he got done, he raised his hand with a question.
Y cuando acabó levantó su mano con
and
una pregunta.
And the man said, "I know what kind of question you got."
Y dice, "Yo sé la pregunta que
and
tienes."
Brother Morgan said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I know what you are."
Dice, "Yo sé lo que eres."
He said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "You're a one God preacher."
Dice, "Tú predicas de un Dios."
And so he asked him the question, and Brother Morgan said, "Well, that's a good point." He said, "But that's not my question. What's your question?"
So le hace la pregunta, dice, "Pero esa no es mi pregunta."
He said, "When the priest was standing at the veil,"
dice, "cuando el sacerdote estaba en el velo,
how did he get from one side to the other?"
¿Cómo fue de un lado para el otro?
Because there's nothing in the Bible about it being a fold in it or two curtains there, and he could walk through it.
Porque no hay nada en la Biblia que estaba doblado o que podía caminar por ahí.
And somebody said one time they was pinned down in the corners. That's not in the Bible.
Unos dicen que estaban agarrados en la esquina.
And the tour director, who was a Jew from Israel, he looked at me and said, "I'm shocked."
Y el que hablaba de eso era judío y estaba asombrado.
And Brother Morgan said, "Why?" He said, "I've never been asked that question."
Dice, "Nunca me han hecho esa pregunta."
Brother Morgan said, "Well, okay. He said, the man said, "But I'm going to answer it."
Dice, "Pero yo la voy a responder."
He said, "In the Jewish community, we believe
en la comunidad judía creemos
that as the priest stood at that veil,
que mientras el sacerdote estaba parado
with
ahí,
the blood in one hand,
con la sangre en una mano,
and the vial of worship from the other,
y la adoración en otra
that
mano,
the Spirit of God,
que el Espíritu de Dios,
drew him through that curtain,
lo guió por esa cortina."
It's just Jewish historical teaching there. We don't have no place in the Bible where it says that.
Esa es enseñanza judía.
But look at somebody and say, it sounds pretty good to me.
Pero dile a alguien y dice, escucha muy bien.
And that priest, when he would get through the veil, however he got through it,
y ese sacerdote pasó por
he
ahí.
Would move quickly to the to the Ark of the Covenant.
Se movía rápidamente al Arca del Pacto.
Two angels,
dos ángeles,
pointing together, their heads down,
puntándose a sí mismo, las cabezas para abajo,
looking down at the mercy seat,
mirando el lugar santísimo.
And they would take the blood,
y tomaban la sangre,
and he would pour it out upon the altar,
y la abrían y la ponían
en
el
altar, back away from that golden Ark of the Covenant,
y se iba del pacto.
And the glory of God would come down in anger, but when it hit the blood,
y la gloria de Dios venía con coraje,
it turned to mercy.
Pero cuando pegaban la sangre,
and Israel's sins were moved ahead for 1 year.
Y los pecados del Israel,
I don't know why I'm going through this, but just say amen.
Yo no sé por qué Dios hacía eso.
Can I tell you that the new birth message this church is preaching,
te puedo decir que el nuevo mensaje que esta iglesia
is 100% accurate,
es 100% accurate,
is 100% true,
es 100% verdad.
If you want to go to heaven,
si tú quieres ir al cielo,
you must repent,
tú te tienes que arrepentir,
and be water baptized.
Y tienes que ser bautizado
in the name of Jesus,
en el nombre de Jesús,
for the remission,
para el perdón,
the blotting out,
para quitar
of your sins,
tus pecados,
and then you shall receive the Holy Ghost.
Y luego recibirás el Espíritu Santo.
You can be seated.
Se pueden
sentar. Touch somebody and say, it was 10 minutes on us.
Toca a tu vecino, son 10 minutos.
Amen, amen. Back to my notes.
Para atrás a mis notas.
Man, why are you saying this, Brother God? Because we must understand.
Porque tenemos que entender
what the church is all about.
De qué se trata la iglesia.
It's first of all about getting us out of the world.
Es primero sacándonos del mundo.
Causing us to be born again.
Causando que nazcamos
de
nuevo otra vez.
Of the water and of the spirit.
Del agua y del espíritu.
Tell somebody next to you that's the first reason for the church.
Y esa es la primera razón para la iglesia.
But the second reason for the church.
Pero la siguiente razón para la iglesia.
Oh Lord. He said something else to me. The second reason for the church.
La siguiente razón para la iglesia.
Is because we now.
Es porque nosotros ahora.
Having been born again.
Siendo nacidos de nuevo.
Touch somebody around you and say you've been born again.
Toca a tu vecino y naciste
de nuevo. Of the water and spirit.
Del agua y del espíritu.
You have been baptized in water.
Sido bautizado en el agua.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, tell somebody I've been baptized in water.
Sido bautizado en el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
I have been immersed.
Fue
sumergido. I have been put under.
Fue metido abajo.
I have been planted.
Fue plantado.
In Jesus' name,
en el nombre de Jesús,
for the remission of my sins,
para el perdón de mis pecados,
and I have received the gift of the Holy Ghost,
y he recibido el Espíritu
the
Santo,
evidence by
evidencia,
speaking with other tongues,
hablando en otras
as
lenguas,
the Spirit of God gave me the utterance.
Como el Espíritu les daba de hablar.
Now,
ahora,
I am,
yo soy,
a member,
una miembro,
of His body,
de su cuerpo.
We've not just been made a new creature. The word literally means creation.
No solamente es una nueva criatura, pero somos su creación.
How can I be new? Because your sins that you were born with,
¿cómo puedo ser nuevo? Porque tus pecados
are gone.
Ya no están.
They have been removed from you.
Han sido quitados de ti.
So far,
tan lejos,
that God,
que Dios,
the all-knowing God,
el Dios que todo lo sabe,
Elohim, Jesus Christ,
Jesucristo,
does not remember them. Again.
No se recuerda más.
And y'all gonna have to pardon me because I'm gonna need to shout a little bit because I remember what I was.
Yo me acuerdo lo
I
que
remember
soy.
The wickedness I
yo me acuerdo
had.
Lo que era.
I remember my sins.
Yo me acuerdo
but
mis pecados.
God don't remember it again.
Pero Dios ya no se recuerda.
So what are you saying? I don't have to go to God and say I'm sorry
si
anymore.
Yo no tengo que ir a Dios a perder
when I begin to think of my past,
cuando empiezo de mi pasado,
I can start praising God.
Yo empiezo a
thank
alabar
you,
a Dios.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It don't matter if anybody else is worshiping.
No importa si alguien más está adorando.
It don't matter if anybody else is clapping.
No importa si alguien más
it
aplaude.
Don't matter if anybody else is running.
No importa si alguien más
I'm
corre.
Praising him
yo lo estoy alabando
for what he did for me.
Por lo que él hizo por mí.
Tell somebody next to you fully on you.
Dile a alguien, perdón.
I'm praising God.
Yo estoy alabando a Dios.
For what he did for me.
Por lo que él hizo por mí.
Well, you're making 6 and 8 digits in your income. And
estamos aumentando tus ganancias.
Boom shakalaka.
Y boom shakalaka.
But remember.
Pero acuérdense.
Before you came to Jesus.
Antes que vinieron a la iglesia.
My daddy would say I was broke, busted, and disgusted.
Mi padre dice estaba quebrado, feo y destruido.
Oh Lord. Maybe this church, nobody even remembers your past. Maybe that's, let me see.
Tal vez en esta iglesia no se acuerdan su pasado.
You are a new creature.
Tú eres una nueva criatura.
And
y ahora,
by being born again,
por ser nacido de nuevo,
you have been baptized.
Tú has sido bautizado.
Water, spirit,
agua y espíritu.
Baptism,
bautismo.
Into Christ,
ante Cristo,
which is the flesh of God, the body.
Que es la carne, el cuerpo de Dios.
Thank you, Elder. I knew you knew it. Boy, I knew he knew. Now, some of y'all, I don't know, because y'all just looking at me. But this man here, he's like, thank you, Jesus. Do you? Now I want you to understand.
Tienes que entender.
Come here, bro. Come on the third row. Come here, bro. Come here, quick, 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 quick. You're tall. Come stand up here on the platform with me. That's it. Stand right here. Stand right there. So when you're in the world, you're
cuando
in the cosmos.
Estás en el mundo. Estás en el cosmos.
You're in the wacky, wacky.
Estás en el wacky, wacky.
Before you get born again.
Antes que naces de nuevo.
On the way to. Well, read Romans 1. That's where he's on the way to. I'm not going to listen.
En el camino de Romanos 1.
Then a preacher came by you.
Pero cuando vino un predicador,
gave you a Bible study.
Y te dio un estudio bíblico,
taught you the word.
Y te enseñó la palabra.
Do you remember the moment you got the understanding or revelation?
¿Te acuerdas el momento que agarraste el entendimiento?
Do you remember
¿Te acordarás tú
when you were born again?
Cuando naciste de nuevo otra vez.
You can be seated.
Pueden sentarse.
I remember the day.
Yo me acuerdo el día.
June 27th.
Junio 27.
1979. Hey, thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
Now I had been told by my, yeah, by les, my pastor.
Le digo a mi pastor.
You just keep coming to the altar.
Dice, sigue viniendo al altar.
When God gets ready,
cuando Dios se pone listo,
He'll give it to you.
Te lo va a dar.
Man, we'd have hour-long altar service. Oh, God. Please, God, let this be the day you want to fill me. Please, God.
Por favor, Dios, que este día sea el día que me llenes.
It was horrible.
Era horrible.
When I knew, I mean, I remember standing with my foot in my mom and dad's bed, and I'd say, but Dad, Mom, the Bible says this is the day of salvation. My dad would never say nothing against pastor, never negative. I'm sorry, I forgot I had interpreter. Go ahead.
Mi papá nunca decía algo negativo, pero este es el día de salvación. Dice papá, nadie recibe el Espíritu Santo en la iglesia. Y mi hermano recibió el Espíritu el domingo
over
en la noche.
On this side of the altar.
En este lado del altar.
And then we was having a Friday night youth service.
Y luego tenía un servicio de jóvenes el viernes.
And Randy Hollis.
Y estaba Randy
used to
Hollis.
Be in church when he was a kid.
Antes estaba en la iglesia cuando
some
era un niño.
Stuff happened. His mom, dad backslid.
Cosas pasan, sus padres
so
se fueron.
They all went out of church.
Y se fueron de la iglesia.
He's up in out of high school and he's working the disco.
Estaba fuera de la escuela y estaba
trabajando
en el disco.
DJ at the disco DJ. Place. And some things happened. He got convicted. Showed up on Friday night youth service.
Algo pasó y fue, y lo tocó el espíritu.
Now back then, everybody came to youth service. It was just young people were doing the announcements. Go ahead.
Y esos días todos vinieron al culto de los jóvenes.
Young people were leading the singing.
Los jóvenes cantaban la música.
Young people were taking up the testimonies.
Los jóvenes hablaban de
testimonio. Young people taking up the offering.
Y hablando de ofrenda.
Ushers for young kids.
Y los ujieros.
And somebody a little bit older preached.
Y alguien un poquito más grande.
About 20 minutes.
20 minutos.
We were out in about an hour and a half at the very most, normally an hour.
Estamos una hora y media, una hora.
But this night,
pero esta noche,
Randy Hollis came back to church.
Randy Hollis vino a la iglesia.
Was sitting on the second row.
Estaba siguiendo en la segunda banca.
But Dole Wood was preaching.
Pero estaba predicando.
Good man in the church is his yoke. He's just, I mean, he's got a heartbeat. That's the only reason he's alive. He's a good man. He just. I love him to death. I'd tell it if he was here right in front of me, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
Hombre bueno, estaba predicando la palabra y tenía el corazón de Dios.
He preached his message. He got done. He said, let's stand. And when he said that, Randy, right from the second row, boom, hit the altar.
Llamó al altar, vino y corrió al altar.
What's he doing?
Dice,
oh, my God, it's Randy. Parents jumped up, come down the altar, started praying. It turned into a Sunday night. We thought it was a worshiping service. You know, we should go and praise and hope God chose that day. Lord, please. I mean, we was doing everything we could. God, please give me. And I'm talking, Randy was up there repenting and screaming and hollering and crying. And he started, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. And in a few minutes, bam!
He started talking con el Espíritu
Santo. And I remember standing there going.
Y empezó a hablar en otras lenguas.
Now that night when I got home,
esa noche cuando llegué a la casa,
I said to mom and dad,
le dije a su mamá y mi papá,
now what's all that about?
¿De qué se trata todo eso?
Randy's been backslid for 15 years.
Randy estaba alejado por 15 años.
Comes back to church on the first night.
Viene a la iglesia la primera noche.
God chose.
Dios escogió
to fill him.
Para llenarlo a él.
And I've been in church the whole time, at least at church.
Yo estaba en la iglesia todo
and he
el tiempo.
Ain't filled me yet.
Y él no me ha llenado a mí.
I was standing in bed crying, weeping. I just didn't understand.
Estaba llorando y no entendía.
Now I got to finish the story, Pastor. But now y'all gonna learn to say amen.
Ahora tengo que terminar la historia.
I was preaching in Norman, Oklahoma.
Estaba predicando en Oklahoma.
Years later.
Años después.
When the revival broke in Dallas, Texas.
Cuando el avivamiento fue en
I
Dallas,
took Mondays and Tuesdays and went up there and preached for Brother Borders.
Los lunes y martes prediqué.
And I've been there about 3 weeks.
Estaba ahí tres semanas.
And this one Tuesday night.
Y esta martes en la
Brother
noche.
Brother Wayland walked in. I'm
hermano
like,
Wade entró.
Oh, I was scared to death. I mean, he had heard me preach, but twice in my life, I was a little punk kid then.
Tenía miedo porque él no quería predicar.
Man, I've been to Modesto. I'm in Dallas. We're blowing pray through. We had 15 pray through at Borders. And I'm like, oh my God, what's he going to say? Oh, I had about 25 saints from my home church there.
Tenía como 25 de mi iglesia.
I just preached, and I got over on this side of the church, and I was just preaching.
Estaba predicando.
And I saw movement out of the corner of my eye.
Y miré movimiento de mi ojo.
And I turned and looked.
Y miré y volteé.
Coming down the side aisle.
Viniendo por la orilla.
Was Brother Whalen.
El hermano Whalen.
Pushing a man in a wheelchair.
Empujando un hombre en una
silla de ruedas. I didn't have an idea who he was.
No tenía ni idea quién era.
But as Brother Whalen passed the pews,
mira, mientras él
pasaba people started getting up and saying, oh, Lord, and started worshiping him. Never seen Brother Whalen get up and move around during preaching.
Nunca he visto al hermano Whalen predicar, moviéndose en la predicación.
And he started coming down. When he did, they just started coming to the altar. I stayed over here and let him stay over there because I said, oh Lord.
Empieza a venir y viene
para can't pray people over there because they have to take years, you know. So
no puedo orar
I'm going to pray with five or six, get the Holy Ghost.
So voy a orar acá de este lado.
And all of a sudden, I'm praying for this man, had my hand on his head.
Estaba orando con este,
and
puse
Brother Whalen come by and got me by the right hand, said, Greg, come
hermano
with me, come
viene
with
y me. Agarra de la mano.
And he took me across to the other side of the altar.
Y me llevó para el otro
and when
lado
he
de
did,
la
he took my hand and put it on this man's head in a wheelchair.
La cabeza de este hombre en la silla
and
de
when
ruedas.
I put, he put my hand on his head, his head went back, his arms went up, and he went to talking in tongues. Now why are you saying that? Brother Whalen began to shout
porque el hermano Whalen empezó
all
a gritar
around the church.
Todo
I mean, we had about 15 got the Holy Ghost that night.
Varios que recibieron el Espíritu Santo.
He told me that night, Greg, I believe it from now till I die.
Me dijo
God
noche,
can give the Holy Ghost any day they want.
Que Dios puede recibir el Espíritu Santo a todos.
Come on, somebody.
Oh, alguien que
you
crea.
Must be born again.
Tú tienes que nacer de nuevo.
Of the water.
Del agua.
And the Spirit.
Y del Espíritu.
Or you can't see.
O no puedes ver.
Or you can't enter.
O no puedes entrar.
Into the kingdom of God. Stand right there again. Come on, I'm on my notes. They got quiet on me. Sit down. You can sit down. Stand right there. Be real still. Because whenever you are baptized, come back up here, my buddy in the blue
porque
shirt.
Cuando fuiste bautizado.
You so good today. So here you are outside of Christ.
So aquí estás tú afuera de Cristo.
Now stand there. Don't look at me. Don't move. Don't flinch. Because you're the body.
Porque tú eres el cuerpo.
And here we are out here
y aquí estamos
outside of Christ.
Afuera
church.
De Cristo, la iglesia.
Sinners, bad dudes.
Pecadores, gentes malas.
But you get baptized in Jesus' name.
Pero cuando eres bautizado en el nombre
de Jesús, the Holy Ghost,
y lleno del Espíritu
and
Santo.
When that happens,
y cuando eso sucede,
you are baptized into Christ.
Eres bautizado en Cristo.
You're baptized into Christ.
Eres bautizado en Cristo.
You are hid
eres él.
In Christ.
Escondido en Cristo.
We become members,
nos
limbs and parts of His body.
Miembros de su cuerpo.
Come on, Bubba.
Oh, alguien.
Come here, Bubba. Quick, quick.
Ven,
come
niño.
Here.
Ven,
come
ven,
here.
Ven.
Quick. Come here. Come here. Come on, all three of you right there. Come up here.
Ustedes
and
tres.
So when you got the Holy Ghost, whoop, you become a member of the body.
So
come on, boys.
Espíritu,
and when you got the Holy Ghost, you become a member. And you become a member of the body of Christ.
Del cuerpo de Cristo.
Turn to three people and say, I'm a member
toca a la persona,
of
dile,
the body of Christ.
Soy un miembro de la iglesia.
Tell somebody, I'm the member
soy un miembro
of the body of Christ.
Del cuerpo de Cristo.
How did you become a member?
¿Cómo te hiciste un miembro?
I was born again
nací de nuevo
of the water
del
and
agua
of the Spirit.
Y del Espíritu.
Thank you. You can be
gracias,
seated. Thank you very
sentar.
Much. Tell somebody amens.
Dile alguien amen.
Though it was a good point, but an amen will keep you going. So the tabernacle plan.
So el plan del tabernáculo.
When the Shekinah glory would move, the people would were to break camp and follow the Spirit.
Cuando la gloria de Shekinah venía y ellos tenían que seguir el
Espíritu. Judah would go first.
Judas iba primero.
Praise always leads the way.
La alabanza siempre guía el camino.
Praise didn't take down a curtain.
La alabanza no movía la cortina.
Praise didn't take out a pinning board.
La alabanza no quitaba los
planes. Praise didn't take any of the tabernacle down.
La alabanza no quitaba
praise
nada del
didn't
tabernáculo.
Cover up any of the furniture.
La alabanza no cubría
when the cloud moved,
cuando la nube
Judah
se movía,
went with it.
Judas se iba con ella.
Come on, look at somebody and say, when we come to church,
cuando venimos a la iglesia,
it no matter what my job is,
no importa qué es mi trabajo,
but when it comes church time,
pero cuando viene el tiempo de la iglesia,
praise is following the Holy Ghost.
La alabanza es seguir el Espíritu Santo.
I'm just going to say it because it popped in my head. It's not just if I'm preaching. I love your pastor and bishop are standing and
no
other ministers are standing.
Y otros ministros están parados.
That's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be a worshiper.
Tienes que ser un adorador.
Judah always followed the glory of God.
Judas siempre seguía la gloria de Dios.
Where his spirit leads, we must follow.
Donde guía su espíritu, tenemos que seguir.
And if we're going to follow him, we've got to follow him praising.
Y si lo vamos a seguir, tenemos que seguir alabando.
Nothing stirred or stirs.
Nada más se mueva.
Moved or moves.
Movido.
Excites or excited.
Emociona.
God more.
Más a Dios.
Than his people.
Que su pueblo.
Praising him.
Alabando.
Zephaniah 3:17.
Zephaniah 3.
The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will joy over thee with singing. Means he will spin around.
Quiere decir que se volteará.
Who will spin around?
¿Quién se volteará?
God.
Dios.
Will spin around.
Se volteará.
Under excited emotion.
En la emoción,
over your praise.
Sobre tu alabanza.
Zephaniah 3:7. Did you hear me? When you begin to praise God, it moves God. And God begins to spin around over your praise. It may only be half of us praising Him, but God is in here rejoicing over our praise. Can you imagine what would happen if the whole church would praise Him? So Judah's movement shook their enemies with fear and trepidation.
So Judas se movió y tembló a sus enemigos.
Knowing that when Judah was coming,
sabiendo que cuando Judah viene,
God was coming with them.
Dios venía con ellos.
Abijah means Jehovah is my father.
Abijah significa que Jehová
es
mi padre.
He was the king of Judah.
Él es el rey de Judá.
Jeroboam means the people will contend.
Jeroboam quiere decir que el pueblo
peleará. He was the king of Israel.
Era el rey de Israel.
721 BC, Israel became a divided nation.
121 BC, la nación se dividió.
Judah separated from them first.
Judas se separó de ellos primero.
But then, whenever the Levites, the tribe of Levi, saw Israel employing false religion,
pero luego cuando los levitas miraron
the tribe of Levi,
el tribu de Levi,
the priest,
los sacerdotes,
left and went with Judah.
Se fueron y se fueron con
Can
Judah.
I just say something in here for all the men that are in study for preaching and teaching and all that? Can I tell you, if you can't be a worshiper,
si tú no puedes ser un adorador,
you have no right to be a preacher.
No puedes ser predicador.
If you feel like you got a call of God on you,
si
it'll be exemplified first.
Primero tienes que.
It'll be exemplified first by your praise.
Va a ser ejemplo por tu alabanza.
And by your Bible study teaching.
Y para tus estudios bíblicos.
So 2 Chronicles 11 gives us intimate details on Jeroboam's rejection.
Segunda de Crónicos 11 nos dice los detalles
of the worship of God.
Del rechazo de la alabanza de Dios.
They cast off the executing the priest office of the Lord.
Echaron fuera los oficios de la del reino de Dios.
Israel began to ordain priests for the high places.
Israel empezó a ordenar sacerdotes por lugares altos.
One writer says they made priests of the lowest of the people.
Un escritor dijo hizo sacerdotes de los más bajos.
Which were not of the house of Levi.
Que no eran de la casa de Leví.
Judah and the Levites had went with the Spirit of God.
Judá y los levitas se fueron con el Espíritu de Dios.
So Israel said, "We don't need that."
So el Espíritu Israel se fue.
We'll make our own preachers.
Haremos nuestros propios.
I'll get my own press.
Yo agarré mis propios predicadores.
I'll do my own thing.
Haré mi propia cosa.
Tell somebody say, "Don't do that."
Dile a alguien no hagas eso.
Amen. in Louisiana we say you're gonna open up a can of cray cray on you.
En Louisiana decimos te vas a ir mal.
You don't want no cray cray.
No quieres nada cray cray.
Come on, tell somebody I don't want no cray cray.
No quiero cray cray.
Isaiah 13:21, the satire.
Isaías 13:21.
Shall dance there.
Danzarán.
At their altars. What's a satire?
¿Qué es eso?
It's a shaggy he goat.
Es un chivo feo.
A demon-possessed goat.
Un chivo poseído.
In Greek mythology,
en el griego
it was believed to be half human, half animal.
Era medio humano, medio chivo.
Touch somebody and say, just keep worshiping God.
Dile, sigue adorando a Dios.
And it'll keep you out of
y te saca de todo eso.
All those devil things.
Todas esas cosas diabólicas.
Now wait. But if you want to keep coming to church and not be a worshiper.
Pero si quieres venir a la iglesia y no ser un adorador.
They would worship Baal.
Vienen a adorar a Baal.
Who's the god of storm.
Que era el dios de la tormenta.
Throw down bolts of fire to earth, they believed.
Y echaba fuego del cielo.
He was a god of war.
Era un dios de guerra.
The god of lewdness and sex.
El dios del sexo.
Ultimately of sodomy.
Y de solemina.
They even began to ordain people of the lowest to become prostitutes.
Empezaron a ordenar de las personas más bajas para ser prostitutas.
Because they had rejected.
¿Por qué? Porque habían rechazado.
The Levites.
Los levitas.
And Aaron and his sons.
Y Aarón y sus hijos.
Can I say something to you in this revival?
¿Te puedo decir algo en este avivamiento?
Do not reject your pastor.
No rechaces a tu pastor.
Don't do it.
No lo hagas.
You can be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
Oh Lord, I know of a church.
Yo sé la iglesia.
Many years ago,
muchos años antes,
pastor got voted into another position and left the church.
El pastor fue a otra posición y dejó la iglesia.
I mean, he left that local congregation.
Dejó esa congregación.
Went and filled his position.
Fue
another pastor came and took the church.
Otro pastor vino y tomó esa iglesia.
He knew he was going to get it for 3 years before it ever came open.
Sabía que la iba a agarrar por 3 años.
God gave him the message he was to preach the first night.
Dios le dio el mensaje que iba a predicar.
The night they voted him in,
la noche que lo
he preached the message.
Predicó ese mensaje.
He told them.
Y les dijo.
We're going to have X amount 100 people in this church.
Tenemos como 100 personas.
And 15 daughter works in this metroplex.
Lugares
and
aquí.
They were worshiping and shouting. They got all done. They went. I said, Pastor, we want to talk to you again.
Predicaron y dijo, vamos a hablar, pastor.
Board members took me in the office.
El miembro ahí.
They said, Pastor, we're glad you're here.
Dice, pastor, me da gusto
que
estés aquí.
We all voted for you.
Todos votamos por ti.
123 of us.
123.
But we want to make ourselves clear.
Pero queremos hacerte muy
we
claro.
We want you to come and be here on Sundays and preach us good and happy.
Queremos que vengas, predicas los
on
domingos.
On Wednesday you can go out and teach and train and do all your stuff.
Los miércoles vas y predicas.
But just remember when you get back on Sunday.
Pero acuérdate cuando vengas los domingos.
We're a little country church.
Estamos una iglesia pequeña.
In a big city.
En una grande ciudad.
And that's the way we want it.
Y así es como lo queremos.
He said, I knew I was in trouble.
Dice, sabía que estaba en problemas.
17 years.
17 años.
Of revivals.
De avivamiento.
Brother Keith Clark would come in and preach. They have 10.
Hermano Keith Clark predicaba.
20.
20.
Sometimes 50, one time 80 something.
A veces 50, una vez 80.
But it wasn't really growing.
No estaba creciendo.
Because while they were praying people through.
Porque mientras estaban orando por
they
las
were
personas.
Seasoned people.
Eran personas sazonadas.
Walking out the door.
Estaban maduras que se estaban yendo de la iglesia.
Backsliding.
Alejándose del camino.
In 17 years.
En 17 años.
When I showed up.
Cuando yo llegué allí.
They had one woman left.
Tenían una mujer que soltó, quedó.
The church was running 220 something.
La iglesia tenía 220.
He told them that first night, 17 years earlier.
Le dijo la primera noche, 17 años.
He said, "There's a revival coming."
Dice, viene un
avivamiento. This church will double in 30 days.
Esta iglesia se va a doblar en 30 días.
They were like, "Ah, you're crazy."
Y dice, estoy tan loco.
17 years later.
17 años después.
We began to preach.
Empezamos a predicar.
The first full week we was there, at 63 got the Holy Ghost.
La primera semana, 63 recibieron el Espíritu.
The fifth week.
Y la quinta semana.
They had 580 something in church.
Tenían 580.
They were running 220 something.
Tenían 220.
In fifth week they were running 580 something.
En la quinta semana tenían 500 y algo.
And they have never been below that since then.
Y nunca han bajado de eso.
That was in the year 2000.
Es en el año 2000.
What are you saying? When God gives a word for a church, you might as well get ready for it. It's going to happen with or without us.
Con o sin ti.
Stay standing.
Pónganse de pie.
They worshiped Molech.
Adoraron a Molech.
Molech was a brass idol.
Molech era un ídolo de
having the face of an ox.
Tenía una cara de
the
becerro.
Body of a human with stretched out arms.
El cuerpo de humano con manos extendidas.
They would heat the arms until they were smoldering red hot.
Y calentaban las manos cuando se ponían
then they would place the babies into the arms
y luego pusieron los bebés
that
en
were
esas
smoldering
manos
red hot.
Que estaban calientes.
And they would burn the babies alive
y quemaban los niños vivos
as a sacrifice.
Como un sacrificio.
History says they would play the drums as loud as they could.
La historia dice que tocaban los tambores lo más rápido que pudieron.
To drown out the cries of the mothers.
Para esconder los llamamientos
de las babies.
De las mamás y los niños muriendo.
They worshiped Chimerimums, which Chimerimums.
Adoraban a Chimerimums,
which meant to intertwine.
Que significa que
meterse. To be deeply affected with passion.
Para ser afectado con pasión.
And self maceration.
Y self
which meant to grow thin
que significa
or delgado, waste away
o
or to become soft.
O para hacerse suave.
Israel was given to the false, the fake, and the frivolous.
Fue dado al falso y los que no eran incrédulos.
But Judah understood.
Pero Judá entendió.
They had no calling, no destiny, and no hope
que no tenían llamamiento ni esperanza
on their own.
En sí mismos.
Her only hope was to praise God.
Su única esperanza era adorar
and
a Dios.
He would see them into everything he promised.
Y él los iba a guiar en todo lo que prometió.
Can I say to this church as I'm closing, hell knows without God,
le puedo decir a esta iglesia que el
we
infierno
can
sabe
do nothing.
Sin Dios no podemos hacer nada.
Listen to me. Hell knows.
El infierno sabe.
Without God,
que sin Dios,
we have no power.
No tenemos poder.
We have no authority.
No tenemos autoridad.
We have no jurisdiction.
No tenemos ni una,
we have
autoridad.
No deliverance.
No tenemos liberación.
We have no miraculous.
No tenemos nada.
We have no provision.
No tenemos provisión.
But as long as we have God,
pero si tenemos a Dios,
we've got power.
Tenemos poder.
We have authority.
Tenemos autoridad.
We've got jurisdiction.
Tenemos autoridad.
We've got deliverance.
Tenemos liberación.
We've got miraculous.
Tenemos milagros.
We've got provision.
Tenemos provisión.
If we have God,
si tenemos a Dios.
So I'm jumping over notes.
Estoy brincando por las notas.
So now the battle's in array.
So ahora la batalla está enfrentada.
It's Israel against Judah.
Israel contra Judá.
False against the truth.
Falso con la verdad.
800,000 against 400,000.
Contra 400,000.
Abijah makes his speech and warns them, "You better not."
Abías hace su declaración.
My way of thinking.
Dice mi forma de pensar.
He says to Israel.
Le dice Israel.
Y'all keep backing into us.
Ustedes siguen enfocando.
Back into a saw.
Y van a pegar
you're
con algo.
Wonder which tooth hit you.
Y no van a saber qué te va a pegar.
Rip.
Romper.
That's what goes through my mind when I read this text. And so when they looked forward.
So cuando miraron adelante.
And they looked behind.
Y miraron atrás.
They saw themselves surrounded by 800,000 warriors.
Se miraron rodeados con 800,000.
And Abijah made signal to the trumpet players.
Y Abías hizo señal al que tocaban la trompeta.
The Bible said when they blew the trumpet,
cuando sonaron la trompeta,
that the army of Israel,
que el ejército de Israel,
400,000 men,
400,000 hombres,
began to shout.
Empezaron a gritar.
The word shout here is ruah.
La palabra gritar es
it's
ruah.
The seventh word for praise.
Es la séptima palabra para alabanza.
It means to split the ears with sound.
Significa romper los oídos
to
con
destroy
alabanza.
With joyful sound of noise.
Para destruir con gozo
it was
sonido.
A war cry.
Era un grito de batalla.
It wasn't like we believe we shouted, which meant we jumped.
No era que gritar ahorita y
no, that's dancing.
No,
that's
eso es danzar.
When you shout,
cuando gritas,
yeah. Now this is the seventh word, the fullness of praise.
Esta es la palabra séptima.
Was you would end it with a shout.
Y la terminabas con un grito.
And we'll go through seven words of praise another time, but
y pasaremos
but this
por las siete.
Time,
pero esta vez,
it was war time.
Era un tiempo de guerra.
And they went from pure silence.
Y se fueron de silencio.
To the seventh praise.
A la séptima alabanza.
With one loud shout.
Con un grito recio.
And the Bible says God.
Y la Biblia dice Dios.
Smote Israel.
Mató a Israel.
Which means to push, to gore, to inflict.
Quiere decir empujar, golpear.
He began to stab. It was as if God was killing them.
Empezó a atravesar.
As Judah shouted.
Mientras Judá gritaba.
Israel began to die.
Israel empezaba a morir.
And I'm done.
Y ya terminé.
When it was all over.
Cuando ya se acabó.
There were 500,000 men.
Habían 500,000 hombres.
Of Israel.
De Israel.
That were laying dead.
Que estaban acostados muertos.
All over the land.
Todo en la tierra.
And victory was wrought
y la victoria fue ganada
for Judah.
Para Judá.
Now here's what I'm preaching to
y esto
you.
Es lo que estoy predicando.
Don't forget
no te olvides
how to shout.
Cómo gritar.
Now, we're going to do one more test with you. Now, every time I say something, there's a handful of amens around, but everybody goes.
Cada vez que digo amén, pero todos dicen así.
Everybody claps.
Todos aplauden.
Everybody clap your hands.
Todos aplauden sus manos.
That's good. But when you shout,
pero cuando gritas,
the spirit world,
el mundo espiritual lo reconoce.
A shout,
un grito,
of the redeemed of the Lord,
de los redimidos del Señor.
And as members,
en los miembros,
limbs and parts,
dan sus
partes, of God's body,
del cuerpo de Dios.
This is what I dreamed about it today.
Es por eso soñé de esto.
I went back to the hotel, laid down. I mean, as soon as I laid down,
fui al hotel y cuando me acosté,
I was sleeping.
Estaba dormido.
And right before I got up, I dreamed.
Y antes que me levanté, soñé.
And all I heard,
y todo lo que escuché,
wow,
wow.
And all across the city,
y toda en la ciudad,
I saw spirits or devils,
miré espíritus o demonios,
breaking and running,
soltándose y corriendo,
running for cover,
corriendo para la
ventana, running to get away from,
corriendo para correr,
running from what? A shout,
para alejarse del
why?
Grito.
Because the devils know,
porque los diablos
saben, when the redeemed of the Lord,
cuando tú gritas,
shout.
Y grita,
they got to get out of town.
El diablo tiembla.
Come on, Birmingham.
Oh, Birmingham.
This million people are waiting on you.
Creemos.
And they need you to shout.
Y necesitan que grites.
To run these devils out of this
y
city.
Que corras estos diablos.
Grab a neighbor by the hand, bring him to the altar. Come in here close. Come all the way down to the middle. Come in close. Come on, ladies. Come in here close.
Acérquense, acérquense.
I went about 15 minutes longer than I was going to.
Estaba como 15.
But it was still good.
Pero estaba bueno.
Now just come on now, we're going to give it another shout.
Y vamos a gritar.
Great singers, I love all of you. Y'all are boom shakalaka. Love you.
El coro, yo los amo.
Boom shakalaka. You're a good guitar player. You're boom shakalaka. Good keyboard. Boom shakalaka. Good organ. Love you, buddy. You're a good singer. 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 You're a good bass player. Come on. You're a wonderful piano player. But when the redeemed of the Lord,
cuando los redimidos del Señor,
when the pressure's getting on you and hell's pushing against your
la
family,
presión viene
your
contra
finances and your sickness
tus
and
finanzas,
your body,
estás enfermo,
remember,
acuérdate,
all you've got to do is give God a shout.
Todo lo que le tienes que hacer es dar un grito a Dios.
Hell remembers.
El infierno se recuerda.
Grab somebody's hand next to you.
Agarra la mano a tu vecino.
Lift them up to the air. Lift their hands to the air. And I want you to think about everything you're struggling
quiero
with. Everything's come against you and your family.
Y toda tu presión.
Come on. I want you to think about the resistance hell's giving you.
Quiero que pienses de la resistencia,
the opposition
que te está dando el diablo,
hell's giving you.
La oposición que te está dando el diablo.
I'm talking about you, not your neighbor, but think about what he's doing to you.
Estoy hablando de tú, no tu vecino.
And at the count of three,
y en el cuento de tres,
I want you to lay your head back like you're looking right through the ceiling.
Quiero que pongas tu cabeza para atrás.
Close your eyes.
Cierre tus ojos.
Open your mouth.
Abre tu boca.
And give God a shout of
y dale
victory.
Un grito a Dios de victoria.
Are you ready? One.
Uno.
Two.
Dos.
Three. If you want to,
ahora danza si quieres.
Dance if you want
danza
to.
Danza si quieres.
There's victory coming. There's revival coming.
Hay un avivamiento.
Come on and praise.
Alábelo.
America. Come on, shout. Lay your head back. Shout unto God.
Griten a Dios.
With the voice of triumph.
Victoria.
Come on, praise him.
Oh, alaba a Dios.
You're gonna be victorious.
Van a tener la victoria.
You're gonna win.
Van a ganar.
Shout!
Grite!
Shout!
Grite! Alaban a Dios.
Come on, Judah, praise, praise, praise.
Oren, oren.
No matter what the weapon is, I want you to know we win. No matter what the weapon is, I want you to know that we win. We win. We win for your family, for your community, a breakthrough, a miracle. Ah, come on, somebody praise him. The city right now, there's confusion in the enemy's camp. You're scattering the enemies of revival. You're confusing the works of darkness. If you need a miracle, go ahead and lift your hands. Go ahead and lift your hands. Come on, New Life. Find somebody with their hands lifted and lay a hand on them. And pray in the Holy Ghost. take authority in the Holy Ghost. Somebody's going to wake up tomorrow healed. I said somebody's going to wake up tomorrow healed. Somebody's going to get out of the car accident and say it should have been worse. They should have been dead. But God, but praise. Somebody take authority.